Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you, is there anything more Aussie than prawns?
That's a really good question. They are very Australian.
Did you used to call them shrimp back in England, or are they prawns there as well? No, that's
and they're
American.
Prawns there.
Oh my god, I angered Simon. We're gonna talk about prawns today. I'm Yumi Stein
and I'm Simon Davis.
This is your 5-minute food fix.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
So, Simon, summer is my favourite season. I just love it. I love Christmas. I love the whole thing of beaches. And I really love seafood and how we incorporate that into this season. So let's talk about prawns, a bit of prawn 101, if you will.
Sounds fantastic, Yumi. I will let you be the guide here because I'm still new to the whole prawn culture.
Really?
Of Australia.
Have you ever barbecued a prawn?
Look, I have. I know it's not a very Australian thing to actually throw a prawn on the barbecue.
Yeah.
But I have done it.
And how did it go?
Oh, they went really well.
They're good,
yeah, they're
right?
They're really good.
It's really good. Okay, so for a long time, I was a real believer in buying prawns pre-cooked.
Yes.
So I used to work in a bit of seafood handling. One of my summer jobs was in Rock Lobster in South Australia. And my job was pickling octopus and also boiling the lobsters to be sold to the public.
You got all the best jobs.
It was pretty good because to test if the lobsters were done, we'd break a leg off and eat it. And it was like the freshest, yummiest, still warm thing. So I knew that the ethics and the kind of the processes of cooking seafood for sale to the public were quite good. And generally, there's a good rotation of seafood across the country that you're not going to get sold bad prawns. The thing is, they do get a bit of a fridgey taste. You know that taste where things start to taste like the fridge?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there a word for that? Is it just fridgey?
Fridgey is a good word. Frigid, slightly different word. Could do the job.
So I think if you know that you're going to buy them and probably eat them on the day, then by all means, buy them pre-cooked.
Mm.
But if you've got the motivation, like if you've got the energy to buy green prawns, they cost exactly the same. So the pre-cooked ones and the green ones, which is fancy word for saying not cooked, they cost the same. So why not buy them green and then cook them when you're just about to eat them? So the cooking process is really not very complicated. You want the biggest pot you can of boiling water and then to just upend the prawns into the water. If the prawns are sort of sitting in a little bit of brine or water, get that off before it goes into the boiling pot. And then it's roughly 3 minutes. Yeah. But, you know, as the chef, you get to pull one out and taste it and see if it's okay.
Perfect.
Yes.
No one will even know that you've nibbled a prawn.
Snuck one.
Unlike the lobster leg. I was wondering about that. Anyway.
I wondered as well. I was like, I have now mutilated this poor lobster. Am I allowed to sell it? But that's actually what we did. Only to one. There'd be a batch of 20 in this big vat of boiling okay. water. So once you've got the prawns out, so this is the beauty of it. If you're serving it, say, to friends or on Christmas Day, they're now not fridgy. You've boiled them, so they're actually a little bit warm. They've got a lovely sort of texture to them of something freshly cooked.
Okay.
Whereas something freshly from the fridge is going to have that fridgy feel.
Yeah.
And then you want to think about what sort of sauces. So in your experience of Australian cuisine, you've probably had the Thousand Island dressing prawn cocktail.
Oh, I have. Yes, I have.
And what do you think of that?
Oh, you know, it has a place, time and place. Yeah, it's not bad at all. It's very pink. Yeah.
If you want to make your own Thousand Island dressing or prawn cocktail sauce, it's generally a mixture of mayonnaise and tomato sauce, right? Mm. Maybe a bit of Tabasco and maybe some tomato paste as well, which is what gives it that pink hue.
Mm.
And there is something delightfully sort of trash bag about it. It's sugary.
Yeah.
It sort of dominates the flavor of the prawns. Like, is there a prawn in my mouth or is it just
pink mayonnaise? Deliciousness.
And if your prawns are really good, is there anything wrong with just a like light squeeze of lemon over that delicious thing?
That sounds perfect to me.
Oh, doesn't it? And then maybe something you could go for the sort of Asian dipping sauce, light soy, a light bit of vinegar, perhaps some lime, fresh chili. Do you want some ginger in there? And then kind of allow those flavours to balance themselves out so that when you peel that prawn and dip it in there, the prawn still has a chance to express its flavour.
I love that.
You could perhaps eat that from a warm bowl of rice or just with your bare hands, like a barbarian.
I think barbarian for me with prawns, that sounds perfect.
Yum. And if you want to go full nerdy, save the shells and the heads and the tails and whatnot to make a stock, or just do what I do, which is put the heads and all the, you know, the shells and stuff in a bag in the freezer until bin night, because otherwise they're going to stink your wheelie bin right out.
That's fantastic
advice. Isn't that good,
right? I have not followed that before, and fallen cropper.
It's a very Aussie thing as well to know to do that. This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix. For more on today's show, you can check out our Instagram. And please, if you're listening to this from one of those podcast apps, can you leave a review, because it makes us look super, super awesome and professional.
And we do like that.
See you soon.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.